Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
That's the main part I like about coming up with them is when I'm in my own kitchen and they're done. That's the funnest part. But then some of them turn into like little tools you can put in your box and leave your house with and go get rent money with.
For East Nashville's Todd Snyder, songwriting is therapy and a job. So between studio albums, you better believe he's kept writing and offered up a few unheard gems to tide fans over. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Humor, social commentary, and some rock and roll snarl jump right out in the songs of Todd Snyder. But this outlaw troubadour does have a soft side to him, also telling tales of heartache and folks facing lives of less hope than despair. Todd is the first to admit that there's plenty of reality in his songs and told host Darren DeVivo a few details about his writing process during a stop at FUV. And even though Todd's been on the road and in the studio working on a new record, there are a few other ways his music is being heard.
You got a new live album out.
Yeah, kind of. It's like six or seven songs. It's an in-store.
That's right. Okay, you got seven songs on here. And plus, you have this Peace, Love, and Anarchy, Rarities and B-Sides and Demos, Volume 1, which is, I assume, one day there will be a Volume 2.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know if I'm going to like Volume 2 as much as I like Volume 1. I'm going to regret that I left a pile of unfinished songs, but actually that one was fun to work with, and I'm still real close with my old record company, and so I was glad that came out. And then there's also this thing, like a DVD of The Devil You Know, all the songs of The Devil You Know Is Lie. I think there's like three or four things that we've put out since my last real record.
Yeah, and speaking of real records, you do have a new one finished.
Yeah, I'm really excited. There's 13 songs that we've already recorded. Chris Christopherson sings on one of them. And Loretta Lynn sings on another one of them.
When can we expect that?
I don't know, because I just gave it to my manager, and now it goes into everybody else's hands, you know. And right. I can go back to watching baseball and fooling in my yard.
Death of a rebel, a twist of fate. If he ever thought better, he thought too late. Poor Phil Oakes, he slipped through the cracks. Judas went electric, and he never looked back. Thin Wild Mercury and Golda Meir, you know what they say, are you done?
As a songwriter, are you the kind of guy who is constantly writing?
Yeah, I do. I like to do it. So, like, when I get up and have coffee, it's something I just do. And I don't usually keep most of it. But it's something I've done impulsively since I was really young. Get up in the morning, grab my guitar, and like make notes of stuff and try to make stuff rhyme. And then the older I got, the more addictive it's gotten. It's like a crossword puzzle or something. It's like a crossword puzzle mixed with a therapist, if you ask me, you know, because somebody bums you out and you can go turn it into a little puzzle.
I ask a lot of songwriters if it's a therapeutic thing. Some say yes, some say no, clearly.
Always was for me.
Yeah.
I still will spend hours just, you'd think I'd be a better guitar player with the time I do it, but it's just something to get the hours to go by. And especially if the stresses of your world are on your mind, it takes them away.
Sometimes you rise above it. Sometimes you sneak below. Somewhere in between believing in heaven and facing the devil you know.
Todd Snyder at FUV with a live version of The Devil You Know. Hear the complete interview and more exclusive performances online at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting the Irish rock film Once on DVD Tuesday.